Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
But I will be back tomorrow. Herbie, is Cole Wright on the show tomorrow? All right, good. We can ask him the Andy Dalton question. See what he says about it. And also talk to him about the Cubs and All-Star break and everything else that we're going to do on tomorrow's show. Which allows me to bring in Parkins and Spiegel. Completely different show, Spiegel and Parkins. I was watching when you guys came in, they were showing video on Highly Questionable of DK Metcalf striking out the celebrity softball game. And it brought me back to a moment that I had a couple summers ago when Eddie Jackson had a celebrity softball game.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Schaumburg, it was great. It was a really wonderful time. And Khalil Mack played, which, you know, at the time, like, he was the new guy, and it was like, wow, Khalil Mack is out here.
Yeah, I know somebody in this room who did, I believe, an hour live on Twitter the day Khalil Mack signed.
It was exciting.
It was a weekend, and I know somebody in this room
who
needed a microphone that bad.
I went straight and did a pot. It was huge sports news that they got Khalil Mack.
I went and finished my jigsaw puzzle on vacation that weekend. I remember that's where I was, and I said, oh, Danny's very committed.
So I was the MC of the softball game.
Okay.
And it was, they basically made it Bears offense versus Bears defense. And it was a lot of fun. It's clear that Khalil Mack has never played any sort of baseball.
Okay. Yeah.
Clear. Because he looked like DK Metcalf did. But here's the thing. We didn't want to tell Khalil that he had struck out. Because
Did he not know that three strikes meant he should sit down?
No, he didn't know that. And I wasn't trying to get hip tossed. So I was like, take another swing, Khalil.
Many as it takes.
And then I think he tapped out to the pitcher or something. But he clearly got four strikes. And none of us were going to say a damn thing about it.
Including his teammates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
None of them. They were just like, oh, try again.
It makes you happy though when, like, DK Metcalf is
the most physically talented human that you could create.
He's
him
a
and
1%er,
Shohei Ohtani.
Right, he is a 1% athlete, and then he foul tip strikeouts like Herb Lawrence on the Odyssey softball team.
Oh. We can't make fun of Herbie today.
Why not?
Because he broke his finger playing in that game last night.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, he's working on the show today.
And he's on our show today.
He's got to catch these jokes all day, just like everybody. How's your thumb or your finger? Whatever.
It's great. It's broken.
It's a great start to our Herb relationship today. Just the tip is broken?
That's it.
Oh.
I'm sorry that happened, Herbie. How?
I was trying to catch a ball thrown by Shane Reardon, and I closed my fingers too quickly, you know, when you're not used to playing 16-inch. I haven't been out there since, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, we haven't played in 3 weeks, and Herbie had missed the game before that.
No gloves.
Yeah, so I'm the first baseman. I did that, like, in the first inning. You know, you usually do it, and you're like, all right, shake it off, pull it out. And it's swole up after the end of the night, and it's never been this filled with, like, blood in my life. I've had these jammed fingers in the past, and this is a serious one, but they just took me to the hospital and was like, yeah, it's broken. Put this splint on and come see us next Wednesday.
So, okay.
Yeah, so no surgery. No, just here's a splint. Any painkillers?
No. They're like, get out of here.
They didn't give you any painkillers?
No. Like, everybody was worried about me on Twitter. My girlfriend was worried about me.
I was worried about you during the game last night. You kept telling me I'm fine.
And then I was like, you know what? I'll go and get the satisfaction. And they were like pretty much how I was last night. Like, you're a grown man. Calm down. Stabilize that finger and go to work.
So did you catch more balls at first base
he
the
did.
Rest of the night?
All throughout the night, yeah.
My God.
That's
he made a diving play, too?
He's like that
Shane's
hockey player.
Shane's throws were great. Yeah, he's like, I just caught it too quickly.
So you caught it too quickly. Does that mean you were expecting more velocity on Shane's throw? Does Shane have
Shane
a little...
Shane has a cannon.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Shane can throw.
So what?
But that throw in particular wasn't fast. I was looking for the express. I got the local, but also I was out of practice.
Got it. Okay. So you're pointing a thumb.
And it was early in the game.
So you didn't have the timing down.
No. I mean, the ball is a rock.
I see.
Early in the game. If he catches that ball in the fourth inning, he probably doesn't break his finger.
Really? So it softens up after the bat has had its way.
Yeah. We try to soften it up. You know, if you give me the game ball while we're warming up, I will actively try and soften the ball up for the rest of the defenders on the team.
Did you make the play?
It
wasn't out.
Briefly dropped it and then picked it up immediately.
This
and
is strong.
Stretch.
This
what
is
a hero.
This is Chicago tough stuff, right? He makes the play, stays in the game. That is incredibly strong stuff.
There is zero blame here. A 16-inch softball is incredibly difficult to catch, regardless of the stage of the game. It's incredibly difficult to catch.
Man, I'm just...
I'm sure you a lot of 16-inch softball players have been through these things.
Yeah, it happens. But like that's an injury that happens a lot in 16-inch softball.
I'm sure that happens to somebody in every game.
But usually, like, you can just pop your finger and it's fine. This was clearly... Because I could see him. Because I was playing second. I could see him kind of doing the thing where he's, like, squeezing his hand, like, all that stuff. And you're like, you're not fine.
Yeah.
Whew. So next week, you're going to play Herbie next week, you think?
I was going to play if I didn't have the White Sox doubleheader versus the Twins on the schedule already.
Well, all right.
I mean, we could DH you. I don't think putting you first is a good idea, but...
I want to see the White Sox beat the Twins badly in two games. 14 innings of fun.
I hope that we get to play that team again.
We do. We play them one more time. And next week we play WBZ. They're trash too.
I mean, I just want to, because, I mean.
What happened?
The Rage Monster came out.
Okay, but you thought Dave was being serious in the mound. He was joking around.
I don't get it.
Their name is very apropos.
What happened?
A lot of chirping. Like, he was talking, Shane, he was talking stuff after the game, too.
Yeah, he was. Danny, do you know the song, the very viral YouTube song, Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls, favorite rapper, Danny, Duels?
Yeah, of course.
That's Dave Serengeti, local Chicago rapper, blow up on social media. He was pitching last night, for sure.
And so he was talking trash, and Lawrence, you're upset about it.
So here's my whole thing. This is like I've said, you can either play for fun or you can play all Madden, as far as I'm concerned. And for me, it's fun. Like, we're supposed to be at a place where this is supposed to be fun. We're out here with our colleagues and stuff. But there's an element of the game of, like, yeah, you're supposed to hit. You're supposed to hit the ball. Like, it's 16-inch. We're all old. You're supposed to go hit the ball. The problem is that he wasn't getting the ball anywhere close to the plate. Like, landing 3 feet in front of the plate. Landing 6 feet behind the plate. There was no good reason for any of our guys to swing. None of them. So people took walks because it was like, how are we going to hit this ball?
Sure.
And so he's bitching on the mound about, all these guys want to do is take walks. No, that's not what we did. So, like, we got out to the field, and, you know, I'm usually pretty good about, hey, people can say stuff, you let it go or whatever. We're out there in the field, and it's like, oh, yeah, 2, 3, and 4 hitters. All you guys wanted to do was take walks. It's like, first of all, I'm the 4 hitter, and I didn't take a walk, and neither did the 2 hitter. So you're just objectively wrong about this.
And factually inaccurate
and
trash talking.
And you're being loud wrong
loud
about
wrong.
It. So that's when my gander, like, got up. And so what I decided to do, I didn't tell any of these guys, but what I took a walk the next time.
Okay.
On purpose.
Petty walk.
Oh, yeah. And then I had a, you know, had a nice double or whatever. But the last time, I started taunting him. So I'm at the plate. I just put the bat down and waited for him to throw me a strike on ball 4. And he couldn't. And so I laughed at him. and I'll continue to laugh at him. But my whole thing is, don't talk smack that you can't back up.
Lawrence just is the kind of athlete that you enjoy, Danny.
I'm loving this story. I can't wait. I don't want it to ever end.
Just throw the ball over the plate. And the thing is, Danny, it's all of this stuff, too. It's not just a guy that can't find it. It's a guy doing a thing. Like, oh, I'm going to do this thing, and I'm going to be over here. And I'm gonna jump over here, and I'm still gonna throw a ball.
But you took your walk despite him, then you hit your double despite him. Your team won.
Yes,
but you still want to play him again.
Why
are you still angry?
Stop talking. Even after defeat. We beat them.
Okay,
he wouldn't stop. I think that was probably the cleanest game we played too. Right?
Yeah, by far.
Yeah, like we played a really good game.
Yeah.
But he even, like, I'm walking away and I'm hearing this guy still talking junk. And it's like, shut your hole. Or get the ball over the plate. Choose one.
Are we fighting?
Sounds like it.
I'm wondering. I will come.
Yeah, do you need
not to participate in the fight, obviously. I'm a net negative in that situation.
I figured just both of you guys would be out there for morale at some point, but we're like 6 games in now and you haven't been out there once.
Well, I mean, playoff game for them. Right?
Like, show up for the big game, Shane. Yeah, everybody knows that.
We offer you the invitation to come on out to the park if we play a playoff game or when we play this team again. So you can see what I'm talking about.
I definitely want to see. When is the rematch against this team? I am very excited for that.
I'll tell you in a second.
And I'm for all the smoke. So bring it on. Bring on all the smoke. And so that was the moment when I realized, oh, I am taking this serious.
Yeah, I was wondering about when that realization was going to kick in.
I started taking it seriously because of how badly I played at the beginning of the season. So, like, I've, like, gotten myself in shape and all sorts of stuff. But I just didn't – it's supposed to – like, people are literally drinking beers.
Yeah.
And Shane's one of them. Like, during the game. So it's supposed
to be
fun. That's
a performance enhancer, though, and you know that.
It's supposed to be a little bit fun. Like, you know, Ernie Scanton is always giving me grief, and I give it back, and it's fun.
Yes.
This was a guy like, throw the ball over the damn plate, and everyone will swing at it.
Take your viral rap song and shove it.
I told Studs. Because, you know, well, here's what ended up happening to Odyssey team members. Because the pitches were so bad, they were getting goaded into swinging because of what he was saying. So guys and girls were in between on their swings. They're watching the ball come in and, like, hesitating and swinging. And I don't know if this is what he's trying to do, but I know I didn't like it. So I told Studs when he went up there, I was like, listen, you're the fastest guy in this park. By a mile. Take this walk and score this run. He took his walk and he came around, I think, on a single. I think
he scored
Studs,
from first, yeah.
Yeah, I think he came around on a single. So, and like, yeah, and I was laughing when he did it. So, yes, I'm very much looking forward to playing them again. Everyone else on their team, completely delightful. They get the point of the exercise.
Sure.
It's supposed to be fun. Although a guy did try to take me out. The second base yesterday. I thought that was weird.
A lot of drama.
Yeah, a lot of beefs
going
on.
Favorite rapper Dennehy.
The media
league. Bureau duels. Mm. I love
that. That's
it.
Not the line.
Well, they've had the best player I've seen in this league.
The guy that hit the homer?
Yeah, William McCovey, whatever his name is.
Jeez.
He hit the ball to the other field.
Yeah, he hit it to, like,
straight
the pitcher's
center,
mound.
A left-hander.
On the other field.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
Like, I like it.
I wasn't even mad.
Left-handed run producer.
Little,
you need those.
Little left-handed thump. Little thump. We got some thump. Shane's got some thump. He's got some thump in the middle of our lineup.
Any bat flipping happen?
No bat flipping last night.
I bat flipped when I walked.
You bat flipped when you walked.
I haven't made solid enough contact to warrant a bat flip in a couple weeks.
Okay.
I keep telling Shane to hit it to the moon because he needs to hear it. Like, you know how
no,
some...
No, you're right, but I'm very much of the old man 16-inch softball mindset where I'm trying to pop it in between the infielders and the outfielder.
No.
I know. But then, that first at-bat, I try to hit it to the moon, and it's a sky-high bomb to the center fielder, and they catch it. Half the time, those outfielders are going to catch it.
Hey, man, that guy yesterday that was playing center field for them, he did a great job. Like, you've never seen a guy look more like he wasn't going to catch it and then catch it. And that kept happening, like, over and over again. It's fun. Like,
good
the whole
time.
All of it is fun, and I told the story during earlier transition. There's the rule. It's you can have, what, 8 guys and 2 women? That's the rule for your team?
Yeah, require 2 women in the field.
But if you don't have 2, then when the that spot in the batting order comes out, it's an automatic out. So we were waiting on Claire to show up, and we thought she was going to be an automatic out. She comes running in like Thor at the end of Infinity War, throws her bag down while it was her at bat.
Grabs a bat.
Grabs a bat and ropes a single. It was great. And then comes back to the dugout and has a beer. Like, it's great.
Sounds like a great time. And then you made it home in time for the Derby.
I did.
And that's great. And you guys won, and you're on a little bit of a winning streak. Bramer's turning the whole team around. Manager of the year. This is exciting stuff, man.
Is he still doing hits with you guys?
we haven't had him in a while.
Losses.
Only
after losses.
Yeah, we just like
we
drama.
Have to question the manager.
When there's a dramatic event that warrants a hit from Lynn, we bring him down for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
that's right.
As soon as one of you guys questions the effort of a bunch of other guys, says it to the media afterwards, maybe without saying it to the rest of the room first, that kind of thing.
Okay. I mean, I feel like our effort, there's never been an issue with that.
Hey, I missed
respect 90.
I missed the full top five White
90.
Sox.
It's definitely not 90.
It's like 60. Yeah.
I missed your full top five White Sox. Did Peanut M&Ms get in there? Did you have them in there somewhere?
Yes, they were number two.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Peanut M&Ms were in there.
No, I said you had Ethan Katz 5, and I heard Yoan Moncada 4. Who got 3-2-1?
I'm sorry, what was the top five?
White
top
Sox
five.
Of the first half.
Yeah. Yeah, so I went Ethan Katz, I went with Moncada, then T.A., Lance Lynn, and Rodon.
I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Lynn and Rodon, I feel like, have to be 1 and 2, right?
And you can flip them if you want. Like,
order.
Because I think that Lance Lynn's impact on this team has been huge. So
I was thinking about
more expected, right? So if you think about, like, value out of nowhere, Rodon's probably 1, but if you talk about intangible value, Lynn is probably 1.
Yeah,
how I would
and also
that.
Just because Giolito has been what he's been, like having Lynn be that dude has meant that you don't miss a beat when your expected ace is really pitching like a 3 or sometimes a 4. I was thinking about Lance Lynn because, like, remember when Nick Castellanos was here with the Cubs and it was so clear what a good fit he was in every way. He was like happy to be here, being a badass, hitting well. He was exactly what they'd been missing. The fit was so obvious, and it still would be if he opts out and becomes a free agent. That's like Lance Lynn with the White Sox. This fit is so obvious and so clear, and he says it, and he wants to be here. Don't let him leave town.
Speaks.
Because the Cubs are still pissed. The Cubs are still looking stupid that they let Nick Castellanos ever leave town. He wanted to be here.
I'm retroactively mad that they didn't trade for him last year.
Lance Lynn?
That was the pitcher that I was like, you got to get that guy. And you start thinking about what could have been.
Would have helped against Oakland.
If he starts game 3.
Would they have done it just for Dunning, which is what they did in the offseason? I don't know.
Well, I mean, at the time, like, I get it. At the time, Dane Dunning had come up, and he looked like Dane Dunning's a good pitcher. And I think that he's going to be for a while. So I understand the hesitancy in doing it. It's so clear now, like watching the amount of innings that he eats, the fact that he's able to keep guys off balance with one pitch flipped 4 ways. It's exactly in that kind of the thing that you don't have with Keuchel and Giolito. Giolito is intimidating because of his stuff, or at least he was intimidating because of his stuff. Lance Lynn's got the whole thing of, I'm going to throw you a fastball. I double dog dare you to hit it.
It's very old school. It's a mindset. It's a mentality. It's great. 3 years of Lynn or 5 years of Rodon? Don't know what the just assume market value for each guy.
3 years of Lynn.
Three years of Lynn.
Me too.
Because I feel like this is a charmed thing that's happening with Carlos Rodon. I hope for his sake.
Yeah.
It's not. But I know what Lynn's track record is, and I know, even as he ages, what that will look like, what that projects out to be.
I'll say this about Rodon. That scouting report of him in high school got unearthed a few weeks ago.
I saw that.
It was kind of cool because it was one of the things the scout says is, like, he was able to throw his hardest in the late innings.
Amazing.
Even in high school. So he's still that dude humping it up there as hard as ever at the very end of his run.
That's my favorite part of watching him this year is – Ethan Katz goes out there, is like, hey, we're about to take you out. Go ahead and empty the tank. Mm-hmm. And then Carlos is like, cool. Now I have permission to throw 100 miles an hour. And then he does it, and he gets out. It's fun to watch him have that left, first of all, and then implement it. Because some guys, if they know that they're coming out, they nibble. And sometimes it ends up blowing up.
Yeah.
He's like, screw it. Come get it.
Well, he also shows emotion on the mound at the end.
Like, he does.
Yeah, well, Lynn is kind of, at least as I take it in, it's consistent. Like, he might yell at you in the first. He might yell at you for his last out. Like, he's just...
He turns around and, like, just expresses himself to the universe.
Yeah.
On the mound, backwards.
But Lance Lynn kind of does it consistently. Hendricks obviously does it consistently. But Rodon, it's like he saves it. He saves it for those big moments that you're talking about or right before he comes out of the game. And it's fun to watch guys pitch with emotion because Kyle Hendricks is a wizard and a professor, and it's fine. But, like, if he, like, claps in the dugout, you're like, whoa!
Settle down.
Jeez, Kyle, please, keep it down over there.
Stop cursing.
Yeah, oh, my God, it's inappropriate. Think of the children. But Rodon, it's a lot of fun, and it's very natural.
All right, so there's your top five. Good, no peanut M&Ms. That makes all the sense in the world. And then Teller from Penn & Teller
yes.
was a Latin teacher at the high school I attended in Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
Get out of here. Did you take him?
No, he wasn't there when I was there. He had just been gone, but I took Latin, and he was like, my Latin teacher was the protege of Teller. So that was his life before professional magic was a Latin teacher.
I guess people were telling me that he played Amy Farrah Fowler's dad on Big Bang Theory, and I had already ejected on Big Bang Theory before they got to that point.
Oh, yeah, and he was in something else where he talked a couple years ago, an acting role. So he's broken out there a little bit.
Are you a lot of people went to your school.
Yeah, man, Jon Stewart.
Yeah. These tennis murderers.
Yeah, that was a different school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, part of the one.
And then he went to college with Bill Burr.
Tennis murderers.
It's coming out on Netflix next month. Yeah,
I didn't know I was in college with Bill Burr at the time, though. Same years at Emerson.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, both creatives, and you never cross paths.
There was a whole stand-up comedy scene, because Emerson is like, Stephen Wright went to Emerson, Jay Leno, Dennis, what's his name, Boston.
Leary?
Yeah, Dennis Leary went to Emerson, so there's a whole stand-up comedy thing. David Cross.
Did you ever get up on stage and tell some jokes?
No, never did.
Did you look down on the comedians because you're a musician?
Not at all. I think stand-up is like as pure and as naked and a form of communication as exists,
it's the
man.
Best. Yeah.
I hold it to the highest
Me
esteem.
Too. Me too.
Right?
And Burr is an A-lister now. You know what I mean? He's in that top pantheon of billable comics. You know, he's not Chappelle, but I mean, he is right there. He is absolutely his contemporary.
And that's beyond very cool. That, like, you find he's out there on The Mandalorian. Like, he's parlayed that into other stuff.
Yeah, King of Staten Island, he did.
Oh, yeah, that was, he was the dad.
Yeah, the firefighter.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
He was Pete's pretty good dad. In that.
Yeah.
Well, not Pete's dad's colleague
who ends up dating / marrying his mom.
Spoiler alert, yesterday, Old Yeller.
Yeah, sorry.
Today, King of Staten Island.
I mean, sure. Yeah, an Old Yeller.
Wasn't there a Star Wars?
Yeah, spoiled Star Wars for me yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, that Vader is Luke's father.
How dare you,
sorry
sir.
About that,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And in fairness, King of Staten Island is by far the most recent of those movies.
So Luke and Layla, like, brother and sister?
There you go.
Luke and Layla.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
But yes, Luke and Layla used to do a show together on NBC Sports Chicago.
Oh, that's true.
And that was the bit.
Did they have that bit? Did they do the whole thing?
Yeah, Luke and Layla.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they King kiss? Of Staten Island, also a bad movie.
Luke and Layla did not, but Luke and Leia did.
Shane, I wanted to like King of Staten Island so bad.
That's why people like it.
But I did not.
It's a trash movie.
It's not a trash movie.
I thought it was a trash movie.
Oh, man.
That's a little low.
See, I don't find Pete, this is a weird thing, and I fully admit to whatever. I don't find Pete Davidson funny, but I like Pete Davidson. Like, I root for him. Like, he is just very flawed, very raw, interesting life story, right? Uh-huh. Like, dealt with a lot of issues.
A damaged human.
And just is out there and all vulnerable. So, but he is a comedian who's on SNL who makes comedy. So, like, you're supposed to like him for being funny. And mm-hmm. I like him for just being a human being.
I like that he's funny. But I don't know if I've ever seen anything that he's done stand-up-wise or that he's written that I think is funny. I think that he is genuinely a really funny person, and I, like you, root for him. He's got Crohn's disease too.
Yep.
So I really root for him, and I always like to see him succeed. And I'm here to support it. I like it.
Did you like? It's funny you say that because maybe my favorite thing that he's ever done is being interviewed by Howard Stern.
Incredible interview.
Incredible interview. But this SNL stuff, I'm like, you just seem uncomfortable. Your hour long special, which I watched like the opening weekend it came out, I was like, I laughed like twice, but it was more of a pity laugh, like because you're just so damn vulnerable on this thing. Like he is just a raw human being. You talk about a naked art form for media. Yeah. Pete Davidson is perfect for that. But yeah, I liked King of Staten Island. Buscemi's in it. It's a good movie.
We got some comedy coming up later. We're scheduling the comedy, scheduling the laughs.
Yes.
You know, the assigned portion for fun. But actually, no, our guy Flew LeBorg, who describes baseball better than anybody. We were going to talk to him here at the All-Star break. And I assume he liked the Home Run Derby. It's a much simpler version of the game that he does not understand.
Yeah, the pillows aren't involved.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't have to run to the pillows.
Were they even out there? Last night I didn't even notice if the pillows were there. It's a really good TV event. We're going to talk about it from a bunch of different perspectives.
Yes, we're going to talk about the Derby as a television event, as a get your kid interested in baseball event. And I thought there was something there that didn't get highlighted. I only saw on social media that I think baseball and all other sports should figure out their way to copy it, because I think it works beyond the Home Run Derby. Jason Benetti is going to join us at 4 o'clock. Obviously, our friend and yours. We'll talk a little White Sox. We'll talk StatCast and the Home Run Derby. He got to travel.
Didn't Boog travel too?
Yeah, Boog's doing the game tonight for ESPN Radio. So
unbelievable.
You got Boog and hilarious. Benetti traveling for the All-Star game, but not for their teams.
Did you hear Boog with us last week about it?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of him, you know, I think he handled things right.
He was just, but you could tell.
He's like, annoyed.
He's at a breaking point.
You could tell he wanted me to push him. First answer, like, kind of said it, but he's like, hey, ask me that question again. And then I go. And then I ask the same exact question, and he reiterates it, but stronger.
It was like the way that he leaned into Spiegs that day when Spiegs had asked him the question. That
he leans. Yeah. Boog is a leaner.
He knows.
I love interviewing him because if he thinks your question's dumb, he'll tell you. But he's got a talk radio background. So two visits ago, he texted me during the interview a question to ask him. And it was by far the best answer of the entire thing. It was the story about the Hall of Fame calling him for his scorecard from the combined no-hitter and then calling him back the next day and saying, wait, you were there, right? And him saying no. And them saying, never mind, we don't want it. He texted me that question during the interview.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so he gets it, man. People, I think, are trying to figure out his personality in our conversations with us. He's like, is he just mean?
No,
he's not mean.
No, that's when you get the personality. That's what they're. He's a ball buster, man.
Exactly.
Comes from a long line of ball busters, and every booth that he's been in that has worked eventually, you know, is full of that.
Is like, he okay with having his balls busted?
100%.
Because that's
100%.
That's very important.
Oh, yes. Do you remember that thing earlier in the year when Sutcliffe was ripping him for thinking it was a home run? Swung on and belted, and that's caught in right field. He can totally take that. He's like, I deserve that. All right, okay, bring it. So yeah, as long as you can take it, man.
The classic Chip Carey.
Yeah, I don't know if he did swung on and belted.
Swung on and belted.
Yeah, Lord knows I just did.
Yeah, caught out there.
He's out there and he's doing, but he admitted also to calling a highlight off the monitor, just not going viral
John
Sterling. Like, he's like, it happened to me this year. I called a play off of a replay and just no one caught it and it didn't go viral. And so it was fine.
When I was a kid, I had some album of like broadcast bloopers. I wish I could find it. It was so, so good. But there was one baseball call on there. There was like a montage that had like 50 different calls, but there was one like, here's a deep drive to center, curving foul.
The wind took it like that field goal in the Bears-Niners game.
That's good.
It just killed me.
I don't know if you were going to finish the call, but you just
go. Curved foul.
It just killed me.
Yeah, it's funny. Curving foul.
That's really good.
Well, have some fun today, boys.
Deal.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
That is the plan. Herbie is in for Tanny. We kick it off with his open and the Derby and the television event that was next on The Score.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.